The Hideous Creature Show.
Hi, June, Jenny, and Patrick. This is Holly calling. Just finished listening to episode 94, your porn episode. And Patrick, I just have to say I am totally creeped out by the fact that I probably laid my head down on that very couch many a time that you had to stick your penis into to get off. And I'm so sorry that you didn't have a male figure in your life who you go to who teach you to just jerk off. Instead, you had to use that couch cushion. And I remember that couch very well. So, you know, you could have come to me. I would have taught you the fact that you could have just whacked off. But hey, so I'm so sorry. And June, thanks so much for creeping me out about the eels. I mean, donkeys, but eels? Really? So sad. And now I kind of understand you a little bit better and why you're so demented. But keep it up. Great shows. Love them. Keep it up. Bye, guys.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, May 14th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 95. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. I would like to start today's program by saying special thank you to Jenny for just being here.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Last week, Patrick and I were left to our own vices and had a show all about our first porn experiences.
I heard a little bit. I haven't listened to the show, but I heard a little bit about the special niblets in it.
Yeah, the intro to the show was Holly, Patrick's sister.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We got a little... Well, what happens is that I think that if a guy, a woman, or whoever doesn't have their a companion for a certain amount of time, they become feral. And right now, Patrick and I are basically honey badgers.
You totally are. You don't give a shit.
And things are weird, and we talked about a lot of things that I think I don't regret.
So do you think that I kind of am the mother figure of the show and maybe you guys don't want to say that stuff in front of me?
No, because
we totally said that in front of you.
Yeah. I was mostly kidding.
I think it's more having a female in the room keeps us remembering that there are other people out there.
It gives us hope.
Because if it's Patrick and I, we're just going to talk about stupid shit like fucking couches or like stump porn or whatever the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
thanks, Holly.
Jenny, we missed you. And
I missed you guys,
glad
too.
To have you back. Where's our shrimp?
God, I've been getting so much shit because I didn't bring any shrimp over here. And I just completely forgot. I actually came straight from a massage to the show. So I'm totally not even in like the reality plane right now.
And you've had a little Tisdale.
And I went directly from like getting the toxins out to putting the toxins in, and I'm kind of out of it.
Well,
but it was a good massage.
Either way, it's good to have you now that you're upper echelon, even more upper than us.
I know, shrimping, massages. Hello, talk about bragging.
Well, anyway. You're keeping us in check, by the way. I think when you're not here, we're both jerking each other off.
I can see it.
Which is good, but
I literally can see it in my head.
Magic, how was your week?
Furniture gets me off. That's all I have to say. Week was all right. It was good.
So no sausage fest this week. By the way, I would like to say, listener beware. We have had technical difficulties for the last 2 hours. We got the new soundboard and stuff, and I think everything that went wrong before the show, and we tried to rectify everything. So hopefully all the audio is going to be nice for your ears. I also need to make another statement that I'm very sorry, but this is our last show. It's going to be over. Unfortunately, the 21st is coming.
Oh, shit.
And the end of days is here.
Have you? I thought you were going to pull the plug, and Patrick and I were out of a job, I guess. I don't think that really.
Actually, you wouldn't lose a job. You'd gain a Saturday.
I'd gain a life.
But anyway, so the end of days is next week on the 21st. And we would like to say that I hope everybody's life has been something to talk about when you get into your next life, if you believe in that shit. But yeah, it's over. And it is.
Because Oprah's pulling the plug on her show next Friday, and then it's done.
Is she marrying Stegman?
Stedman? No.
Whatever his name is.
Well, according to June, Stedman doesn't exist. Nope. He actually isn't even real.
No, he's one of Oprah's 10 dildos.
He's probably a robot that she's fabricated. He's like a real doll.
Like a
real
chick
doll, yeah.
Fuck bot.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Makes me kind of... Maybe Oprah in my next life I'll be a robot.
She really could... She has enough money that she could make a fuck bot if she wanted to.
I think Oprah could do... Like my theory that Oprah is the Tyler Durden of the real world. If, for instance, if she said, ladies, let's kill everybody, we'd all be dead.
Yeah.
They would follow.
Dead. Dead, dead. So what are you guys going to do to celebrate the end of days on Friday?
God, I don't know.
You should have something.
I guess I didn't really think about it until just now.
I'm purifying my soul. I'm not drinking.
You're going to church?
I'm not smoking. I'm not going to go to church because that's where it's going. I don't like crowded places.
The churches will be really crowded.
Oh, they're going to be packed. What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go around and try to buy property from everybody that thinks the end of days is actually going to happen.
Because you can buy it for like a dollar.
Wasn't there that pet care company?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Like if you pay money, your pet will be taken care of when the rapture comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what happens to the pets?
What happens to Fido? Spots and socks.
Have you guys ever thought about what if we're wrong? Because everything.
All the time, like every day.
Do you really? Do you
get, I'm
do
totally
get a little
wrong.
Scared? I'm wrong about everything in my life.
Exactly. No, I'm not scared because I'm wrong.
The only
a
thing
lot.
That I've been right about on is not procreating. But everything else is horribly, horribly mistaken and incorrect. And
well,
wrong.
I don't ever think about being wrong because I don't believe in anything, so I can't be wrong, right?
So you just when you're not at work, you just sit in a closet with no light on and just
yeah,
stare at the
wall.
I
don't believe in electricity. I don't believe in houses. I don't believe in sunlight.
I think that's a sad existence, but it still makes me a
it
little
works.
Horny.
It works.
Okay. Well, some of the things we're going to get to on the show, we have our topic of the week. We have the douchebags of the week. We have last week's winner, or last 2 weeks' winners for the douchebags. And we have some movie madness, which I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get a little taste of the movie madness from you.
Sure.
I'm going to Mexico with my wife. I'm going away from you.
I think I know who that is.
Wait a minute. What is
it? You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to Mexico with my wife. I'm going away from you.
Maybe not.
I have no idea.
Can we get another one?
Sure.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
Got it.
No.
Really?
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you?
I think I know.
I can't believe you actually played that for an opening clip. That's crazy.
I think I know who the actor
Got
is,
it.
Maybe.
For anybody that's maybe a first-time listener to the show, we play a game called Movie Madness where Patrick chooses a movie and plays movie clips through the show. And Jenny and I try to guess what it is. And the fun part is that you as a listener can
Yay.
Also play along. I was thinking that we should maybe just jump into topic of the week.
I have one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, go ahead.
Why don't you tell a story?
Well, okay.
I'm trying to throw you off, Jenny, because she just got back from massage and she's like so relaxed.
I'm seriously,
right now.
I'm like a greased pig over here too. I didn't shower or anything after the massage, so if anybody's ever gotten one, they oil you up. I mean,
well, they oil you up.
I'm lubed up. And I think that the wine is affecting me differently.
Yeah, I can see your eyes are a little, you're a little
because,
like,
good boy. Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to, I made a mental note to give a special, special shout out to our favorite listener, Colorado Kenny, who graduated fucking college this week.
Congratulations,
Kenny.
And Kenny called me and left me. I wish he would have called the Hideous Creature Show because his message was hilarious. He called and his message started like, "Hey, this is Kenny. I'm just calling my friends. You don't have to call me back. I'm just calling because I graduated college today. And my last thing was at 9 a.m. and it's 3 o'clock. And how much whiskey do you think I can drink between 9 and 3?
And, a shit ton.
And he was going on and on and on. And in the meantime, another one of my friends had called and I was kept trying to switch over. It was Chris Larson. And I kept trying to switch my phone over and I would press it and go, "Hello?" And you know what else I did? I drank a bunch more wine. "Hello?" And another thing. And it just kept being Kenny. I could not.
How long did the message last?
I don't know. It was a long. I kept trying to switch over because I wanted to get Chris's call. So, Kenny, your message was a delight.
Thank you, Kenny.
I loved it.
Congratulations.
Good job to you, my friend.
Well, on that high note, let's jump into our topic of the week for episode 95.
All right. So the topic of the week that we have today actually was one of the suggestions from one of our Facebook friends. I believe it was Mike. The topic is, how do you know that you're getting old?
There's so many things.
So even over the last couple of weeks, June and I have just been talking. Like every time I talk to him on the phone, he would say something that I'm like, there's another thing. There's another thing. Like I'm. I got to bring this one up. So the first one was I called June. I was waiting for the bus after work and it was like 4:45 and I called June to just, you know, do some show prep or whatever. I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Eating dinner." I was like, "It's 4:45, June. You're eating dinner?" It's like, Senior citizen.
He totally
much?
He has like the roast beef special with the side of cranberry sauce down at Swizzlers.
Yeah,
as the early bird special.
It's you're totally right.
So it was like, okay, this even cemented it more that this really needed to be our topic. I was like, what time are you going to go to bed? June 7?
No, actually, I got ready and was in bed about an hour after that.
Oh my!
But
God.
I mean,
I believe it.
I get up early
you
for
do.
Work,
you
or
do.
I just get up early naturally. We'll go into it a little bit more,
yeah.
as we progress.
So
in this.
the first thing that came to mind for me. How I know I'm getting old is my hangovers have completely changed.
Oh, man.
You know how you used to be able to, and maybe it's because I had a different type of job where I...
You woke up later?
That, for sure. And also it was like I was, nobody really gave a shit if I performed, I think. So maybe that was a little bit easier, but I can't bounce back like I used to at all.
I've had the same thing. The older I get, the worse my hangovers are. And I think there's different reasons why that is. And one is that you're getting older. I don't think your body can process the
right.
shit you're putting into it. Also, that I think that my regimen has changed. For instance, I drink maybe once or twice a week, where I used to drink 7 days a week.
Right.
You know, so my body was like, "Oh, this is a normal thing." And then also
and now
smoking,
you drink once a week, but you cram all of the alcohol that you can in one night. And so then the next day is even worse than it would have been.
Crippler.
Yeah.
That and also, I mean, I used to get hungover and kind of be productive, but now I'm so not productive. All I want to do is eat meatball sandwiches.
Yeah.
And watch shitty TV. Like,
yeah.
And that's it. That's all I want to do. That's
and
it.
Definitely, we all get up a lot earlier than we did in our 20s when we all had, you know, pizza jobs or whatever. So that makes a huge difference, too. We weren't getting up at 6 a.m. to be somewhere looking professional, at least for me. And I have to smell nice and look nice and
right.
kind of be on my game.
Be able to do your job.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off of yours because I have the same kind of thing. The hangover is absolutely devastating now. To where what I do is I call it the pain cave, where I put a blanket over my window and I turn on the Netflix and just scan. That's why all my stuff is so fucked up, because, you know, my Netflix queue is always so wacky, because when I'm hungover, I will watch like 8 hours of fucking TV.
Do you choose what you watch based on, do I give a shit if I fall asleep during this? Because yeah. I do that sometimes.
Do you nap while you're watching it too, because you need it?
Sometimes I do. I caught myself napping. But one of the things that I found very interesting about me getting older is I've always kind of considered, I don't want to say consider myself like an old person, but like I am like, I'm only 40, but I've been doing this since about 36, 37, is that I associate myself more with the geriatric community than I do with the nightlife that's going on in Portland right now. Because I used to play music and we wouldn't start until like, you know, right. 10 or 9 or whatever, and then not get out till like 3 or 4 counting money and all that stuff. And then, you know, partying the whole time. But I've realized that I go out shopping now. I'm at the store before it opens, in line
Seriously.
With the old people. And, you know, because what I hate, this is how I know that I'm getting older, is that I can't fucking stand people. I hate anybody I don't know. So I'm there, and the only reason I go shopping really early is so that I don't have to deal with anybody I don't know, except for the cashier or, like, maybe a nice person that points me in the right direction for whatever I'm shopping for when I'm lost.
If you're Ben Gay.
When I'm having an episode in the grocery store where I don't know who I am, I don't know where I am and shit like that. But I got to get my shit done early. And driving to the store, I don't want to see any traffic. I hate it.
When are you moving to Florida, motherfucker?
Very soon, Patrick. I figure at this rate, I'm going to have to get dentures and wear diapers in about a week and a half.
I need to bring something up. I need to bring up something to Jenny because she doesn't know about this. And this goes with, you know, your last thing and yours about, like, you going to bed at or you making dinner at 4.
I like to get into bed about 8 o'clock.
I got a really great phone call from June on Thursday, 2 nights ago. I got a call from him. I missed the phone call. And I said, no, June called. So I called him maybe back. And I picked up the phone and he is laughing his ass off and going, are you watching this?
I got the same message.
And I thought that,
I'm not
like,
shitting
I called
you.
Not only had Osama bin Laden been killed, but like they had ripped out like his spiritual ghost and murdered that. Like it was on the air. Like something was happening where, you know, universal healthcare went. I'm like, well, what should I be watching? He goes, dude, you need to be watching Wipeout.
Yeah.
Wipeout. I love Wipeout.
The message that I got was, dude, it was like 8:04 or something. And he's like, dude, ABC, Wipeout's on. Wipeout. And then he hung up. That was the whole message.
He was just like, are you watching? It is. And he was laughing. The most hysterical thing. And I'm like, June in another 10 years is going to be one of those people that whenever he's watching anything, a commercial, industrial video, anything, and a golden retriever shows up on the screen, he's going to start crying and be like, oh my God, it's the most precious thing I've ever
seen. And
you don't even have grandchildren.
I don't even have children, Patrick. I got a kitty cat and he hasn't even had babies yet. But you guys are right. But the thing is, like, you guys are the only ones I call.
He hates people.
I really do. I really do. And another thing that I hate, and this is another thing that maybe getting older, is seeing somebody that I know when I'm shopping or doing something out. I don't want to have that thing where you have to go, hi, how you doing? How's things? Da, 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 mm. And then move on. I don't want to do that anymore.
The small talk.
I don't want to small talk.
I will admit that I will avoid people sometimes.
Or forget that you've seen them. Or, like, ignore that you've seen them. Like, you meet, you're in the supermarket and you see someone, you're like, oh, that's Shelly. There she is. And then you go look away. And then, oh, this box of, like,
this Rice-A-Roni.
This hamburger helper is like, woo, how many calories?
I haven't bought crayons in a long time, but that's a good deal.
Yeah. Is that what you do? Because I've done that for years.
I mean, I think that that's just like, you know, you're in the store. You want to get the fuck out and move along your way. You
don't
need
to anybody.
A thing. Yeah.
Right. But you're also really good when you talk to people randomly.
Well,
I've been in situations where you can just like talk the shit out of anyone. I'm like, do you know him? You're like, no.
And I'm practicing.
Like, well, you're good at it.
Practicing for the show.
You're good at it. You can pretty much get along with anybody.
You're a personable person.
Yeah. Anyway, Patrick, what's one of yours?
Well, it's really the only main one, but My bodily functions aren't working the way they should be working.
I knew. How did I know this?
They aren't.
How did I know that it was going to come to you in the toilet? I knew it. God damn it, Jenny. I knew it was going to be something.
Well, it's like my urinary processes have been different. They've been more like, oh, shit, I got to pee. And you guys have said to me, wait, you got to pee again? You got to pee again? And it just seems like, you know how sometimes you got to, as my grandmother would say, make a BM?
Out of your wiener?
No. I was switching number two. But sometimes
that's how you know you're really old.
Sometimes you know you're like, okay, I got about 25 minutes. Like you're in a car ride. Now it's like, no, I got about a 5 minute window. We need to be stopping off of that Burger right about now. You might want to pull over right fucking now. And I'm not even as old as you guys.
You're a baby.
Yeah. Comparatively. It sucks. I hate it.
Well, it gets worse. Actually, no pun intended. Everything's running pretty cool with me. I got some. I bought some Metamucil the other day. That's how I know I'm getting old.
I don't need Metamucil. I
thought that it would help me out. You know, I thought it.
Well, that's
I'm
one
doing
of the
geriatric
ones,
training.
That's one of the ones I put on my list. Is like being more aware of. Getting more fiber in your diet or, you know, making better food choices. So, you know, fiber's good.
Well, I always thought that it just made you feel full. You know, so I'm not eating more junk food. Because for some reason, I've found candy awesome in the last, like, 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been buying candy. But one of the things that I found getting older, or whatever the fuck we're talking about right now, Jesus... is that I was going through the internets and looking at stuff because I read a lot of stuff on the internet, like a lot of news stuff, looking for douchebags. And one time I found an article and I realized, like, this is an awesome article. I can't wait to read the whole thing. As I'm scrolling down, I look over, you know, on the side page where, you know, you can kind of see how long the article is depending on how small the little icon mm-hmm. is when you're scrolling. And I just went, oh, my God, I can't. And I got I swear to God, I felt like a happiness in my soul that I knew that I was going to be able to take a shit and read this thing. And that's one of the things that I found, being old. Well, realizing that, fucking hey,
I've been in the bathroom all the time. So I'm just like, oh, I've got so many pieces of literature in my bathroom to read. Pulitzer Prize winning articles, novels, everything just ready. Because you never know when that moment's going to attack you.
Jenny, you got another one?
I do. I have a couple more, actually. One of them is that goes along with you when you were talking about being a musician. I never, ever, ever go see shows anymore. I don't care if it's like fucking the best music I'd ever heard in my life. And
like one
it's
of your
right
favorite
down the
bands
road
comes.
From me and I could go to it.
And usually, you know, maybe somebody that you know is working there and you could maybe get backstage and hang out. You're
well,
like, ugh.
Even just like it's only $5. I mean, there's so many things that could point to the absolute obvious. You could go to the show and it would be fine. I'm still like, oh, God, really?
Well, also,
I guess I could go to it, but it's a Wednesday. Oh, God.
And it starts at 10.
Right.
You're
I just
fuck at 10. I'm asleep at 10 or I'm nuzzling up watching Bill Hicks videos at 10.
Yeah, I've lost my interest in the nightlife.
Yeah,
so
for
to
sure.
speak.
Well, also, I think a lot of the things about the nightlife is that you're trying to score. You're trying to meet somebody.
That could be.
And now you're like, you got BT. What's fucked up is I don't have anybody yet. I avoid the nightlife as well. So
yeah, that's something that happened for me a while ago where I just can't even rally to go see music anymore.
I don't even,
which is what I used to do every, you know, three, four times a week, see music. And I can't do it.
Well, getting on the old age thing, sometimes a lot of times that I've seen music and it's only happened since I've moved here is that nothing sounds right to me when I go. And so I think, oh, my hearing's going on. Like, it's going. It's going off. Like, it's stopping to work. Because I'll listen to things and go, why does everything sound like a muddied piece of shit right now? You can't hear vocals.
Because it is.
Right.
But I don't. And people go, oh, that's Portland. Like, we have really bad, like, there are really bad, like, sounding rooms. But I'm sitting there going, is it all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another thing that you know you're getting old is that your douchebag filter, your this guy is an idiot or this chick is an idiot, is so acute when you get
so
older.
Lessened.
You're going, oh my God, how many fucking, yeah, I'm an artist. Well, what do you do? Oh, I do pictures of beach shit. And you're going, how many, I can't look at any more fucking paintings of Haystack Rock.
Like your deduction of how much you want to hang out with that person is
bingo,
determined
bingo.
In the first 5 seconds of talking
really,
to them.
Really
you're like,
fast.
Nope. Well, I think that, I think as you get older, you realize like, I already have enough friends kind of thing, you know?
I'm good on the
friend ticket. Thanks.
Also, another thing is that, yeah, I think a lot of people, young people think they're going to be famous for whatever they're doing. And you realize, no, nah, 99.9% of you aren't going to be famous. I'm not going to swap you out the rest of my fucking Jack Daniels for your shitty painting of like a Woodstock Jimi Hendrix. Fuck off.
Oh,
you
wow.
know what I mean? Have you guys got that? The trade thing? Seriously. I'm sorry. Did I maybe jumped off a subject a little bit?
You didn't jump off the subject.
But where your douchebag filter is like, okay, you're not going to be famous, dumbass.
Without hope.
Yeah. You don't have a job and you sit around.
Yeah, your hope is dead.
And the pictures that you do, yeah, I've been in so many fucking Motel 6s in my life and they're all there. And it's
wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Patrick, you got another one?
I kind of agree with you. My thing, my bullshit meter, my threshold of how much I'm going to take. You get that starry-eyed younger person. They don't even have to be very young. They could be like 27, and they're just like da 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 da. I'm gonna do this, and you look at them and you're like, I hope you do that. I don't have the energy to put up with that anymore. I think that's going
the
along
enthusiasm
with
for life,
right? Because it takes
that's gone.
It takes enthusiasm to be enthusiastic about someone else's enthusiasm, and I can't really spare that anymore because I have to hoard it like Ebenezer Scrooge, and like I'm hoarding money and be like, I gotta hold on to that because that's all I got, baby. Like, that's all I got. I gotta hold on
to it. Oh my God, the moon is so beautiful.
I'll be like,
fuck
yeah,
off. The moon will be there tomorrow.
Yep. It's not like an eclipse. I saw an eclipse once in 99.
Yeah, why don't you shut up? Wipeout's on. I'm gonna go inside.
What about when somebody finds something shitty cool or something that you've realized your whole life? That like if I take a clean,
like, oh my God, have you ever heard White Lion? And you're like, yep.
Or yeah, if I hold up a clean ashtray up to the fucking street light, it's like, I'm looking into the future. Fuck off. You know, just something stupid.
I actually
your enthusiasm
kinda, would,
for life is one thing that pisses would, me off as an old man now.
You're such an old man, man.
I hate fucking people. And I hate
you
young people.
You don't hate
especially.
People. You don't hate people.
Well, that's one thing I've also, as I've been getting older with young people, I can't tell the difference between like a 12-year-old and an 18-year-old.
That's what it is.
Holy like,
shit.
I don't know how
Someone
old people
me,
are anymore.
You talk to people and you're like, well, how old do you think I am? And you're like, 28. And they're like, I'm 22. Or you're like 34. And they're like, I'm 26.
See, I'm more the opposite. Like, I'm
I
like, they're like,
it.
How old do you think I am? And I'm like, 12. I don't know.
Well, this is another thing, being single and having, I have a lot of younger friends that I hang out with, and their girlfriends are just young.
Yeah.
Young, and then they're trying to hook me up with their young girlfriends, and my older friends are like, yeah, go and fuck the young girls.
She's 22,
hello. And I can't, I'm
no,
like.
You don't need to.
No, I'm done.
You're done.
I can't listen to her shit.
Can
I
you,
can't listen to it.
Can
I
you
can't
do, like,
do
a
it.
Doctor referral and just give them my number? Seriously?
I can't, but I have a friend. He has a beard. He really likes young jailbait.
Yeah.
Call him up.
I don't like jailbait.
Yeah. He's in my morning jacket. You're going to love the dude.
Yeah.
And another most obvious thing that is happening to me is if you guys can take a look at this.
Oh, she's going to give us the gray shit.
This is all gray hair right here.
That's
that's like an obvious... it's funny because now that I just got my braces off and everything and I'm like starting this new position at work and I'm newly engaged, everyone there thinks that I'm like 23 years old.
Run with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, run with it because...
And the other day, somebody found out I was 37 and they gave me this look like they were disgusted.
I wasn't...
Seriously.
This is an interesting thing
I
that
got
I found...
the like, oh, so you're just a failure because you're just like an administrative assistant. You're 37?
Knocking on heaven's door, Kaylor.
Oh, God. Too bad for that.
I was at the supermarket the other day, and I saw this woman who was in another line. I was just looking at her, and I was like, wow, she's actually a really attractive woman. And she was like a dark-haired woman. She was probably maybe anywhere between the ages of, and this is my gauge, like 34 to 38. She could have been younger, but she had like definitely gray streaks that were running through her hair, like not streaks, but like there were multiple gray hairs in her like dark brunette thing. Like she could have been like 24 and just going gray. But I looked at her, I'm like, wow, she's just really attractive. And then going, oh my God, I'm getting attracted to the gray haired ladies.
That's very true. See, that goes back onto what I was saying about
it was her too. She had something about her right. That I was just like, oh.
But going back to talking about like hooking up with the young dumb ones. Is that I'm way, way more attracted to just somebody that
right.
That's somebody that's going to stimulate my. God damn it! This is horrible.
This is horrible.
This is horrible.
But I understand
horrible.
What you mean. Like, you would take a seasoned salty lass over a fucking
right
somebody hard that, body dummy.
And also, I am really difficult to deal with as a boyfriend, and I need they
no.
need to have.
Is
like,
he really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to say I've known a lot of his ex-girlfriends, like
I'm
all of them.
Very difficult because I'm very crass. Not crass, but I'm very like fast and I
you're
try
setting
to make,
your ways a
I'm
little too.
Right, right. I don't know how. Okay, wait. We need to make this sound better so I don't
Tyler's
sound like
laughing.
A horrible person. I like to be able to bounce off of somebody. And if I don't have somebody to bounce off of,
well, that,
then they get pissed off.
Well, and right? that is actually like what sums up a proper relationship.
You're
if
right.
you can't intellectually bounce back and forth or even just insult back and forth on the same level, so then your relationship is fucked.
Which,
basically.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm single right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I would have thought you're like the sweetest fucking person to be in a relationship with.
I'm a little
but
difficult.
Obviously I've found that.
I think
to
I'm
be
a
true.
Little difficult.
Maybe a
true?
Little.
Well, I'm also difficult, but I
think
don't.
It's true.
I am difficult.
I've never been in a relationship with you. I've been close to several of your ex-girlfriends.
What did they say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they didn't say anything, definitely.
Said, that's a topic of the week.
Anyway, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So stuck in my ways, and I need to find somebody that's.
You need
that can take. I don't want to. How do I sound without sounding like an asshole?
I'll be an asshole for you. You need to find someone who's
not stupid.
You need to find someone that's smarter than you. Not that.
No,
any
you're
of your
right.
Empty,
you're right. Which is impossible because there's no woman smarter than me.
All right, that might be the problem.
See,
right there.
There you go, bingo.
There.
There's why.
I got it.
There,
now.
You
I
just summed it up.
Yeah. Okay, that sums it up. But that, if they find that funny. Then
right.
that's good.
That, when you said you have to find somebody that can take, I was going to insert a joke.
Right.
June needs a girl that can take a joke also. Not
right.
that you're a joke, but you are very...
No, I'm a joke, Jenny.
he's a joke.
There's lots of things about June that I think are jokey.
The last thing that I wrote down, and this is completely off subject, is that you know you're old when you remember a time that... Okay, when I was a kid, my mom would give me money to go to the store and buy cigarettes and beer with a note written
right.
on it.
Right. Right.
I was a little bit after that time.
And I used to go to the store and get a six pack and what were they called, Tyler? Tyler remembers. Magnums. 22 Ooh. Six pack of 22 Magnums and a pack of Camel Red or
Marlboro Reds,
and then that was it. And I'd go there with a note,
mm-hmm.
and then boop, that's it.
It was,
and that doesn't happen anymore.
No, that does
no,
not happen
do
anymore.
Anymore.
That you, yeah, everybody's. So, we live. We grew up in such
a
non-PC time where it wasn't like. Some jackass got all up in arms about some little kid going to get a pack of Marlboro Reds, and it all changed.
Little other things that are kind of like that. Have you ever tried to get a hotel room with cash? Being like, how much is this going to charge, and they're like $160, and you whip out $160 and you're like, here you go, and they're like, I'm sorry sir, we don't accept cash.
Well, Patrick, a lot of times that happens because you like have a giraffe or something with you.
I'll put the fucking deposit down. You need a $600 deposit? I got in cash. I just got paid.
Can I officially say I think this is our worst topic of the week that we've ever had on the show?
No,
but fun.
It definitely isn't the worst. We've had some pretty bad ones.
Jenny is right.
So that's our topic of the week for episode 95. Thank you, Patrick. I was wondering if we get a movie madness from you.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I almost spit up my beer onto the floor and fuck gagging like I was about to puke. Here you go.
Are you happy I came here?
Yes.
Your daddy doesn't hit you anymore, does he? Does he now? Better not, right? I'll take care of you. No more hitting, right? No more hitting. Go. Go and play some more. Don't come back.
That sounds just like my mom when she would make me go get cigarettes and beer and tampons.
I don't know. Yeah, I want another one.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That's like June. This is the June Bunton.
I know.
Story.
Is this a documentary about June Bunton? You got a behind the scenes.
So anyway, we're going to take a fake break. When we get back, we're going to delve into our douchebags, and we're going to reveal last week's, 93 and 94's douchebags, and then we're going to play some more Movie Madness. Until then, everybody, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
The taste of French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. Paul Masson's superb taste shouldn't be too surprising. This champagne doesn't come from France, but it was created by a man who did, Paul Masson. Paul Masson will sell no wine before its time.
We are fading the song out of fake break.
Patrick was really excited.
Yeah, Patrick has been dealing with ashing in his beer, so he's not only doing a lot of stuff for the show, but ashing stuff in his liquids. Hey, what a wonderful fake break that was, right, guys?
Awesome.
Basically, we had to have a giant spatula made to pick Jenny off of the front porch. To throw her back in here because she's so relaxed after her massage.
Relaxed.
I have a funny little story I gotta tell.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
When I get up in the morning, it's pretty early, and I brush my teeth in my room. I don't use the sink or anything like that. I just spit into my garbage.
Wow.
Yeah, get ready, ladies. Guess who's single? So when I get to work, again, very early, brush my teeth. Get into the car, drive. It's usually dark, or it's not dark right now because the time change and stuff. So I'm going to work the other day, and this happens maybe once a month that I forget to do this, or this kind of happens. But anyway, I'm driving to work, and the window doesn't roll up in my car because I drive a Bentley, and it gets really cold in there, so like sometimes I'm shaking and I wear a hoodie over my jacket as I'm going to work in the morning.
With his earmuffs.
And I do have earbuds in, so I'm like listening, to Adam Carolla or whatever the fuck.
Because you don't have
a
stereo in your car.
Yeah, it got stolen. And so I'm driving to work and my car's kind of beat up a little bit. So when I'm driving to work, I'm driving and it's cold, so I'm kind of shaking because my heat doesn't turn on, I swear to God. Until I'm about four blocks away from where I'm going. So it's freezing in my car up to about three or four blocks until I get to where I'm going. So I'm cold and I'm kind of shivering. And I think it was Monday. I'm driving to work and I'm at a stoplight and I look over at the driver next to me, the other commuter, and she's kind of attractive lady. So I give her like kind of a smile and she looks at me. Like I barfed on her. And I'm going, what a bitch. And so we, you know, the light turns green. We accelerate. She goes her direction. I'm still going to work. And I'm driving down the street, and I kind of readjust my mirror. And I look up, and I've got toothpaste all over my mouth. So it, I realize I look like a crackhead. Like I'm shaking in the car in the morning.
In your car.
I'm driving a beater piece of shit. I got the hoodie up, my teeth, my fucking lips are all white, and I'm like, yeah. And I thought she was
a
bitch.
What? She has a huge problem.
Yeah.
What a snob.
Conceited bitch. And then, this has happened before.
June, wipe your mouth.
There was another time because when I wake up, I eat bananas. I like have a banana before I go to work. So I'm driving down the road eating my banana. And I was eating a banana, and I caught my glimpse in the mirror, and I got cracked lips, and I'm eating a banana. But so that's how you know you're old, when you're so stuck in your ways, and you're so stupid that you just kind of
you can't even wipe your mouth off.
Yeah, but that's horrible. Yeah.
I like that you thought she was a bitch. Too.
Oh,
you thought she was a total cunt. Why didn't she like me?
What's up? I'm a good looking dude. Come on, give me some loving. There was no banana in my mouth. I was like, Although sometimes when I'm eating the banana, I'll see another commuter eating another piece of fruit, and we do the, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Like we kind of do the kinda cross.
Like when two bus drivers pass each other, they're like, hey,
they
what's
do the wave.
Up?
No, seriously, I'll see somebody else in a car when they're commuting, and I'll have my banana, and they'll have their piece of fruit, and we do the, what's up? Like kind
it's
of
like
a cheers.
Cheers with your banana.
That's weird.
Try it. That's how you get the chicks in five in the morning. Patrick? I was wondering if we get a movie match from you.
Yes, we can.
One night, I'm going to come to you inside of your house, wherever you're sleeping, and I'm going to cut your throat.
Ouch.
I don't like that.
Do you know it, Jenny?
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure? Do you want
I know who the actor is, so I'm pretty sure that this is...
Do we establish the actor?
Okay, can we do one more, and then you can establish the actor.
Okay.
If I travel all the way up there and I find that you've been lying to me, I'm going to find you and I'm going to take more than my money back. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then.
Nice luck to you. God bless.
And to you, young man.
Such a nice person.
Yeah, I know
what
it
guy.
Is.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
It's a happy thing. So anyway, I'm thinking that we should move on to last week's winner for Douchebag of the Week. For episodes, 93 and 94. Do you guys, shot in the dark, who you think won? Jen, I don't think
Well, I don't know last week's because I wasn't here, so.
All right. We had the woman making sex noises, trying to get the basketball players to stop. We had the man dressed like a woman, high on bath salts that killed a goat.
Bath salts.
I know Jenny hasn't heard these. The teacher that walked nude through the school led by a third eye.
I remember that guy.
A man who pees on the cough syrup at Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
How you think about like this is a finite amount of people that are doing fucked up stuff. This world is full of crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right.
The ninjas terrorizing Pittsburgh. Thieves steal a ramp from a soup kitchen for the disabled.
God, I hope that one wins.
Who do you think won? Patrick.
Ramp.
I wasn't here on the show, but I say it's ramp.
It was a ramp by 75% of the votes. Another one. Thank you, guys. Touche.
That was well deserved. I mean, I don't know the other ones from last week, but the ramp was horrible.
Stealing a ramp from the soup
kitchen.
I don't know. Maybe that's a thing to do in their
community.
If you
want soup bad enough, you don't need a ramp, is
what
they thought.
Maybe they're anti-soup.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that soup kitchen. All right, let's go into our douchebags of the week now for episode 9.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Hmm.
Wow, Patrick's got his own sounders now.
Sorry, my sound effects
looks
are
like
going
a locomotive.
Crazy. Botox injections and lax waxing on an 8-year-old girl is all in the name of beauty pageant success and is all done by her own mom. It sounds too unreal to be untrue, but it's not. For life of an 8-year-old girl in California named Brandy, her mom
poor kid named
told
Brandy.
Lara Spencer on Good Morning America that her daughter, Brittany, said she wanted to try Botox.
I don't believe that for a hot second.
No.
Okay. Well, Carrie has to state. We were getting into the pageants, and I knew she was complaining about her face having wrinkles and things like that. And when I brought it up to Brittany...
You know what you do when your 8-year-old complains about getting wrinkles? You fucking slap her in the face.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
punch
you
her.
You slap her.
Jenny, wait. That's fucked up.
Wow.
You punch her in the stomach, because if you hit her in the
face,
you're going to get
bruises. Right, then you won't win the pageant.
Then it's going to take more Botox to get that shit out.
Apparently, Brittany, the 8-year-old girl from California, was all for it. Yay! Carrie, who is... they live in San Francisco. She's a part-time esthetician. And she is no stranger to Botox herself. She does the treatments on her own face. Oh, I love this story.
The mom does it on her face?
Yes. She began injecting her 8-year-old daughter with the anti-wrinkle solution Botox. She had watched me do it before, said Carrie. So when we did it at first, she was fine with it. She typically administers the Botox to Brittany through a total of 5 shots in 3 different locations on her face.
On her fucking face. Okay. Can we stop for a sec? What were the scariest things of your life when you were a child? 1, the boogeyman. 2, your dad coming home after you did something stupid and spank
right.
your ass.
Or the killing
third,
your mom.
The third is going to the doctor and getting a shot.
Yeah.
And mom's coming home and fucking doing shots.
Oh, God, there's just a shot right here that I see of her inject. Like, if you look at this, like... that's her injecting.
Yeah, there's a fucking video on here. If you guys, as listeners, Google
we'll post it.
Yeah, you can find it. But you're right. I was terrified of getting shots. Like, I would do anything in my power to be like, no, I feel fine. Like, if it was ever a mention of having to go to the doctor for something, I was like, I'm cured. I don't
need that.
I don't need to go to the doctor.
But it's not enough of a difference for Carrie and Brittany to continue on with the treatments, despite the pain. It hurts sometimes, said 8-year-old Brittany. It makes me nervous, but I get used to it. While Brittany thinks about the physical pain, critics in the medical community contend that administering Botox this early raises another type of more lasting pain, the potential for permanent psychological damage.
You think? I think pageants in general will give you psychological damage, but throw in like some fucking botulism. That's what Botox is.
Yeah, it's botulism.
So... definitely give it to your kid early.
Well, also, I mean...
And often.
Don't you kind of think of it as a cheat way to win something?
Like a cheat.
Well, she doesn't even have any wrinkles. She's 8.
She must just, like, suck at chutes and ladders. Because you should be playing fucking board games when you're fucking 8 years old. And, you know what I mean? If your mom is shooting Botox into you in order to win... a beauty competition.
Yeah, $1,000 at a beauty pageant.
That's gotta just make you
so
crazy
you guys,
when
you're
old.
Do you guys
old.
Know if people who actually have wrinkles and are old and get Botox, do you develop like a...
immunity to it?
Do you now need it? Like, do you wrinkle faster?
No.
I
don't think
okay.
So. No, the aging process still goes the same. The timeline's still the same.
So she's still going to grow up and be a normal, like...
but
no, she's going to be a fucking super bitch.
There's something weird. Like, when you're injecting... a fucking, it's botulism.
Well, right, that's what I'm asking.
When you're injecting
is it gonna
botulism
fuck up her
into
face?
An 8-year-old, it's gonna have to fuck up their face. Like, you don't, it's not like you inject Botox and then you're done. You have to kind of keep treating
that's
it.
That's what I was
after
wondering.
A while, she's
you
gonna
have
be
to keep
fucked
doing
up.
It.
Well, also, I mean, doesn't your body look at that as like a foreign element and try to fight it somehow?
It seems like it would.
Like semen.
You know what's happening is we're making a race of super bitches.
And the best part about this, too, is that the girl is getting, she's not only getting attention because of the pageants, but now she's on Good Morning America. So she's going to associate this fucking Botox with fame. Now she's on television. She's the prettiest girl in the world.
I get a great fucking thing. I get a great thing to tell your fucking kids instead of like, hey, you got some wrinkles. Why don't you just tell them that they're intelligent? Even if they're not. Even if they're the dumbest fucking kids in the world. Tell them that they're smart. And crack open a fucking book and make him read it.
I'll tell you why, Patrick.
A book about Botox?
A book about fucking foreign elements in your face.
Well, you know, that and her son's on steroids.
He probably is.
No, but we're living in a fucking society where everybody's like doing something to fuck their shit up. For instance, in order not to be fat, eat right and work out. Right. But how much, what's the percentile of people actually doing that?
No. Instead, take diet pills.
Holy shit, we just got
get
deep.
Or get your fucking staples stomached.
Yeah, get really fat and then get the band.
Yeah.
Get the band surgery because and then you're... Or hopefully Biggest Loser will pick you up. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
No, it's all going to be Biggest Loser.
I have no problem with that show. I really don't.
I don't either. But I mean,
actually,
like...
I'm sorry. That's like the biggest softie in me.
But I think there is probably a lot of fat people out there that just think they can get fat and then they'll get on a reality show and they'll be okay.
But I think if you get on The Biggest Loser and you realize, oh, shit, you got to bust your ass to get this shit off.
Well,
that's fair enough.
They do...
They do. And they
actually a reality show that is doing a positive thing and not breaking them down.
I'm not going to go because I'm going to start crying when I think about
it. I can't
like, the
watch that show because
it,
I like to call it Crybaby.
Oh, my God. It makes me like tear up about these people who just like, anyway. Oh, God. That's it. We got, that's it for me, man. We got Carrie in San Francisco giving young little Brittany Botox injections.
Son of a bitch.
Just to keep the fucking shine on. You know what?
I don't even know where you get Botox. Do you get it through your doctor?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do you
like
make it at home? Is
it
like a water and flour? What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, it's water. It's like paste.
It's paste. It's botulism. You probably order it from Mexico.
Well, it said she's an esthetician. I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming she does
it's
that for a living.
That do facials.
So, yeah, so
facials
she and... has access to it. But otherwise, you have to go through like a plastic surgeon to get
My mother was a licensed esthetician at one point.
Fun fact.
Yeah, just to let you know. But
did
facials
she,
and
facials and normal things.
I don't know
not
if she
like,
ever had to deal with Botox. I think that's a fairly new thing. Yeah, she had it a little bit before then.
Yeah.
All right. So
Dean, what do you got?
Well, I have mine is I think mine's kind of nice. Mine
it's a feel-good story.
It's a feel-good story. A piece, if you will. Mine is a this family, I don't know where they're out of right now. I don't have the copy in front of me. But what happened is that this man and woman, their child found a dead squirrel and decided to let their little kid play with it. And I have a bit on audio, and I was wondering, Patrick, can you play a little of the audio? I'm going to, one sec. This is a little girl. She's probably like, what, like 8, 7?
Oh, no, she's younger
I would say
than
5.
No, okay. I would say she's 3.
She's
3 or 4.
She's 3 or 4, and she's playing with this dead squirrel that her dog killed. And her parents are just sitting there and videotaping it.
It's also
and
the
laughing.
And just to paint a picture a little bit more, she's also, which I don't have a
naked.
Problem with this, she's also completely naked except for a pair of underwear, which is fine. I don't give a bap, but she's rubbing the dead squirrel all across her barren body.
Right.
All right. Hey, what is that you have there, Thea?
A squirrel. It's dead.
You have a dead squirrel, huh?
Uh-huh. Whee!
Huh.
Huh.
Huh. Well,
that's squirrel.
What are you going to do after this?
I'm going to put it right here.
Why is the squirrel dead? Do you know?
Because Ivy.
Ivy's a dog.
Yeah. She
Ivy
did?
Now take a video of the mom.
Cuts to their mom like going, wah, wah, wah.
Baby squirrel.
Look at the baby
Won't
squirrel.
Touch him.
She's like rubbing it on her.
Vegetarian after this.
So she's a little girl rubbing this dead squirrel all over her body while her dad videotapes it, and
right.
her mom just
he
sits there.
He didn't take the time to run and get the vermin, the disease infested vermin away. He instead went and got his camera.
Right, they're waiting for the Botox to come in the front yard.
The mother,
no,
for all
squirrel,
respect.
Squirrel's actually where you get Botox.
The mother.
If you rub a dead squirrel on your face, you look years younger.
With all due respect, the mother kind of looks like she walked into the scenario. Like she was getting the paper or the mail and came back and went, like, looked at her husband and was like, what the hell are you doing, man?
So anyway, what I'm going to take from this is that you shouldn't let your kid play with anything dead.
What? That's crazy. You're a prude.
I know, and I'm liberal.
No,
too.
You're allowed to poke shit at. You're allowed to have like dead, like kids poke dead things with a stick.
Right.
But this girl seriously is wearing it like a mink stole. She's like rubbing it around
she
her
is.
Fucking naked
she
chest,
is.
Like
she
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
We will post this.
And
too.
Now she's it's like her pet. It's like her little pet. I mean, squirrels
are cute.
No,
she says,
cute.
Look at the baby squirrel.
What's and it's all flaccid, nasty.
No, you don't want to touch it tomorrow. There's no more touching it after this. We gotta
Just right now.
Yeah. Because we got scruples.
There'll be worse diseases in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, because we have things that we don't do.
Right. Now she puts it down and she actually looks a little
She's
sad.
Putting her hands in her mouth and like rubbing her diaper with her hands.
She is, I have to say this though, she is absolutely adorable.
Of course she is. So is the squirrel.
She is absolutely adorable.
Well, you know what?
It's the creepiest and most cutest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, a squirrel will do that to a little child, a naked baby.
My question is obviously, well, I guess it's not a question. My statement is obviously the parents are the ones that posted this video because,
right.
I mean, who else would have?
And that's who I am saying is the douchebag week for my story this week.
Is the parents?
The parents.
Okay.
And then I
think the mother actually looks a little mortified. I'll
say
dad.
And then
they
posted it on YouTube. I'm going to say.
Yeah,
this
they're
is,
like, haha, look at our daughter.
Okay, this is going to be a throwout. We are doing the show. What? It's 8:01 p.m. right now. I'm going to say that this is maybe going to be on SNL. And also it's going to be all over Monday news. It's going to be all over the place. And
the news things are going to be like, how
people
dare.
People are going, yes.
Yeah, they're
going to
go
These parents
shit.
Are going to get, people think they can just post shit on YouTube and be fine. And these people are going to get backlash like Balloon Boy style.
Right. And they're thinking, I got a wacky family. My kid likes dead squirrels.
Seriously. Like we live in the society now that you are like, oh my God, get the camera to film little Betsy fucking stroking a dead squirrel. And what are we immediately going to do to it? We're going to fucking share it with every other crappy parent in the world. Good job.
Well, there was
good job, O'Hallahans. Great
that,
job.
There was that 3 week thing, or 3 weeks ago, there was that thing about the J. Crew online catalog came on, and it was a mother and her son. Like, it was a picture. It was an online catalog, and they were laughing at each other, but he was like a 5-year-old boy, and he had painted pink nails.
Yeah.
And it said in the thing, like, oh, my son and I, like my son, a bonding experience that we have is when we paint each other, like when we paint his nails pink. And the news outlets went about like gender roles, and they fucking took it, and they're fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, well, let's put a squirrel on it.
Yeah, on the flip side, this is actually fucked, and these people, I mean, they didn't necessarily balloon boy it for real, but it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I think he was just, if it was me and it was my daughter, I'd probably be like, hey, what do you got there? Yeah, I got a video camera out.
Even if you did video it, and it was like funny for you and your family, and you're like, scrub the baby down, don't go put it on YouTube.
I would have posted it on YouTube, because I would have shot it in Super 8.
I got a funny thing that we can do. Okay,
what?
You know that Portlandia sketch where they like put a bird on it? I think whenever you see a kid, naked kid, put a squirrel on it.
That's a good one.
All right. That's Jenny, you got something?
Yes, I do. Headline for this one is Blind Man Confused Over Mystery Enema.
Uh-huh.
Let's chew on that for a second. The 53-year-old California man answered the door to a woman who claimed she was there to give him an enema.
This is like
June's dream
Avon
come
calling.
True.
It is a penthouse letter. Oh my God.
It's like a penthouse letter.
Penthouse forum.
Penthouse forum.
As the man had recently undergone intestinal surgery, it kind of makes sense. He assumed the visit was part of his rehabilitation and allowed the woman into his home to perform the procedure.
Okay, fair enough.
The woman took him in the bedroom, had him drop his trousers and lie face down on his bed before performing the enema in less than 2 minutes. She's a crack shot at this.
Oh yeah, she's skilled.
A day later, the man began wondering about his experience and contacted the Sonoma Police Department to report the incident. The investigating officer contacted the man's doctor. I like that he didn't contact his own doctor. He went through the police to have the police contact his own doctor.
Yeah, right. Like,
why wouldn't you just call your doctor?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a Sunday.
That is kind of curious. I mean, I wonder
if some lady gave me an enema. Like, he had to know it was foul play.
No, he's got some sort of, anytime he calls his doctor, it costs him $50.
That's a good point.
So he has to circumvent that by talking to the cop.
I want to know a day later what was the thing that just made him, like, that little light bulb that went off in his head.
The nagging pain in his asshole.
What? No, is that...
Maybe that was a little odd.
That was the first doctor that was administering an enema to me that gave me, like, kidney punches.
Yeah, and why was she wearing those high heels? I felt them, even though I'm blind.
My prostate was massaged, and I had fucking wood that would not quit.
And I'm missing a vital organ.
The investigating officer contacted the man's doctor and was told an enema had not been prescribed, ordered, or approved.
Nor approved.
Due to the condition
That's how you know you're old.
due to the condition
take,
of...
You just take willy-nilly enemas.
You're like, what? Door to door? Come on in.
You know the hobo who's like, hey, man, you got $1.48. I need money for the bus. Hey, can I give you an enema? You're like, sure. That's how you know you're old.
What are you selling? Magazines? Enema? Come in.
He's in like some sort of costume, like a Halloween costume.
Due to the condition of the man's eyesight, he was unable to offer police a description of the mystery woman, and she left no clues to her identity at the scene. Sonoma police have now turned the case over to the domestic and sexual assault unit of the Sonoma Sheriff's Office, who have yet to make sense of the incident.
Only the shadow knows. Like she's like a whisper in the night. She just shows up. I'm out.
Poke, poke. Drain, drain.
I wonder
if she took the... did she remove the...
The goods?
Excrements?
No. That's... I think when you administer the enema, you put
squeeze
the stuff
it in,
in the body, and then they do their business.
Right, but usually... Well, if you go to like a place where they give you an enema, they usually...
They have a tube, and it comes...
They stick a tube up your ass and suck it out.
Yeah, you don't let go in the toilet.
No, I think that's different. I think an enema is when you shoot the shit.
Right, but it's going to come out.
You get in there and then...
Oh, a colonic is where you do the tube.
You pull
okay.
It out.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Maybe she didn't
so
offer
she
the full
So she just filled him full of juices and left. She just filled him full of juice and left.
Oh, that's gross.
Jenny, that's awesome.
So yeah, that is mine.
Do you think she like hung out at proctology kind of clinics and went... Who had just had surgery?
Yeah, where does she get her information from?
I think she's like super sleuth.
She rides the public transportation and waits for somebody to be uncomfortable.
Right.
After bowel surgery.
Exactly. I think she totally has it going on.
I like it. Good job, you guys.
Let's see. We have three douchebags this week. The first one is woman injects daughter with Botox for pageants.
Jesus Christ.
Number two is little girl plays with dead squirrel while parents laugh. And number three is mystery enema for blind winner.
The squirrel one doesn't sound so bad. Nor does the enema one, other than the Botox one.
Yeah, and those are our douchebags this week for episode 95.
Alone, stay away. Don't you invade my home. Best off if you hang outside. Don't come in. I'll only run and hide. Who can it be now? Who can it be now?
I just imagine him holding his cup of pencils, jangling it for some change. That was horrible.
So you can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 95. I was wondering, Patrick, if we could delve a little bit more into our movie madness for this episode.
Yeah, we can. We definitely can. I don't know if Jenny knows it.
I am the third revelation. I told you I would eat you.
We're family.
I told you I would eat you up.
We're brothers. We're brothers. We're brothers.
I know what it is.
I got it too.
I got one more and then we'll do a reveal.
Okay.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watch it. My straw reaches across the room.
God, he's so
and good. Starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
So good.
Do you guys want to reveal it? And then I'll play the last
Jenny,
one.
Jenny, reveal.
There will be milkshakes. It's there will be blood.
I have abandoned my child.
I will never backslide.
I will never backslide.
I was lost, but now I am found.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
I have abandoned my child. Say it. Say it.
I abandoned my child.
Say it louder. Say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
Beg for the blood!
Just give me the blood, Eli. Let me get out of here. Give me the blood, Lord! And let me get away!
Fucked up.
Oh, there's some Botox in there, too.
He had some Botox in there. Paul Dano had some Botox.
So we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com, or you can do it on our Facebook as well. You can give us a call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, sad, at our message line, which is 503-928-7751. And we have gotten like a whole bunch of people calling in. And it's awesome to hear it. But it's awesome to hear from everybody that's like coming
gay
across to us. If you want to download the show, you can do so via Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes. And if you would be so nice to take a little bit of your time to give us a 5-star rating and a little review, we'll love you forever. If you would like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. We still got them on for sale. I know, blah, blah, blah. We still don't have the extra larger ones. But the best way to support the show is by telling a friend. Patrick, have you told a friend?
No.
You should do that.
Patrick doesn't have any friends.
Oh, Jenny. A special
true.
Thanks to going out to Johnny Fucker again for letting us use your computer. And to Holly.
Thank you,
Patrick's
Holly.
Patrick's sister, which, God, I'd love to hear your voice. I can't wait. Hopefully, is Holly going to come into town sometime soon?
Hopefully one day Holly will come.
I would love to meet. I would love to meet any members of your family.
Do we need to talk about like having her sit in on the show?
If she comes in.
Okay. Holly, we would love to have you sit on the show. I particularly would like to
pick her brain.
Yeah.
About me as a young child.
Me too.
I think the topic of the week for that week would have to be Patrick.
This is your revenge for my Netflix fucking escapades,
isn't
it?
Oh, no, actually, that's not over yet.
Ooh.
You know what's fucked up, though, is that every time now that I'm looking at shit on Netflix, I always think
you hesitate?
I hesitate because I think because I know
but you
in the future you guys are going to get it.
I've rented some fucked up shit. I'm going strong.
But I also know where his big black book is and all his passwords.
Yeah.
So I got
a password Bible sitting
I just
right
come
here.
Over to edit the show one day and he falls asleep and I go through it and go, skull fucker.
Right. Or when I'm at the Eat Fest with the other geriatrics.
Exactly.
At 4.
The intro to the show was Pat's sister Holly. The outro to the show is Ween. Hey, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And by the way, wait, I would like to say thanks for putting up. I don't know if there was any audio shit going on. We had a tragedy before the show. A hurricane hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
I think we got all the bugs. You guys did well.
I think we did.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next week. Doodles. Sancho brought a message from the fat man. Sorry, boy, to leave you high and dry. But I went to see my mom in Ensenada. And I left a little something to help the time go by. Just a little.
Future Show.